Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that affects pretty much everyone with a streaming subscription. HBO Max, now transitioning to Max, has announced a price increase for its service. This isn't just a small adjustment, it's a noticeable bump for many, and it's part of a much bigger story in the streaming wars.
That's right. It's always a bit of a shock when you see your monthly bill go up, especially for something as common as streaming. HBO Max has always been known for its premium content, so it's interesting to see how they're adjusting their pricing strategy in this competitive landscape.
Absolutely. Let's break down exactly what these new prices look like. For the monthly ad-supported plan, it's moving from $10 to $11 per month. That's a 10% increase, or a dollar more. Not massive, but it's a start.
And for those who prefer an ad-free experience, the monthly ad-free plan is going from $17 to $18.49. That's an increase of about $1.49, which is a little over an 8% hike. Still manageable for many, I'd imagine.
Then there's the premium tier, which offers that full 4K Ultra HD, Dolby Atmos sound, and more download options. That's jumping from $21 to $23 per month. This is a $2 increase, just under a 10% jump. So, already we're seeing different levels of impact.
It's interesting how they've structured those increases. Now, what about the annual plans? Because many people opt for those to save money in the long run. Those are going up too, aren't they?
They are. The ad-supported annual plan is increasing from $100 to $110, a $10 jump. The ad-free annual plan is moving from $170 to $185, a $15 increase.
And the premium ad-free annual plan, the one with all the bells and whistles, is seeing the biggest jump. It's going from $210 to $230. That's a $20 increase for those who commit to a full year at the top tier.
Exactly. So, when you hear up to $20 increase, that premium annual plan is where that maximum jump is happening. It's a pretty clear signal from Warner Brothers Discovery that they're adjusting their pricing across the board, affecting both monthly and yearly subscribers.
And this isn't just a random price hike, is it? It feels like part of a larger trend we're seeing in the streaming world. This is actually the third year in a row that HBO Max has increased its subscription fees.
That's a crucial point. This recurring increase suggests we're moving beyond the initial phase of aggressive growth and introductory pricing that many streaming services used to attract users. Warner Brothers Discovery seems to be positioning Max as a premium offering now.
They're likely trying to reflect the perceived value and the ongoing investment needed to maintain that high-quality content library. For loyal subscribers who have seen their bills creep up year after year, it does make you pause and think.
It really does. It prompts the question, how do we assess the value proposition when the cost keeps inching upwards? Does the content still justify the increasing expense, or are we approaching a saturation point where the cumulative cost of multiple subscriptions becomes too much?
And that leads us to why now? What's driving these consistent adjustments? The streaming industry is facing a really complex economic reality with unprecedented competition, and the cost of producing top-tier content just keeps going up.
Exactly. Think about the massive budgets for shows like House of the Dragon or any of the major Warner Brothers film productions. These aren't cheap. Warner Brothers Discovery has also been through significant strategic realignment since its merger, with a strong focus on profitability.
So, price increases are a direct lever for boosting revenue and contributing to that bottom line. It's a way to ensure the business remains sustainable. And it's not just about revenue. It's also about funding that ongoing commitment to quality content.
The HBO brand is synonymous with prestige television, and maintaining that requires continuous investment. So, are subscribers essentially paying for the promise of more critically acclaimed series and exclusive movie releases? It's a fair question.
And the tiered pricing structure gives us a clue into their strategy. By increasing the premium tier price, they're likely trying to incentivize users who value those extra features like 4K and Dolby Atmos to either upgrade or perhaps reconsider the annual plans.
Meanwhile, the increase on the ad-supported plan is relatively modest. This suggests a strategy to keep that entry-level option accessible, aiming to capture a wider audience and maybe convert some users to ad-free or annual commitments over time. It's a delicate balancing act.
So, WBD is adjusting its strategy, and these price hikes are a significant part of that. But how does this stack up against the competition, and what's the perceived value proposition of Max itself in such a crowded market?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Max has built a formidable reputation with its critically acclaimed shows, deep film catalog, and consistent buzzworthy content. That's its core strength.
Direct price comparisons can be tricky. Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, Prime Video, they all have different tiers, content libraries, and target audiences. But at $18.49 for ad-free monthly, Max is definitely in the upper echelon of pricing.
And the premium ad-free tier at $23 per month puts it at the very top end of what consumers are asked to pay for a single streaming subscription. So, the value proposition really needs to be strong.
For users who truly leverage those premium features, the 4K, the Dolby Atmos, the downloads, and who are dedicated fans of HBO's content, that $23 might still feel justified. It's about getting your money's worth.
The ad-supported tier at $11 is becoming more aligned with other services' ad tiers, making it a more viable option for budget-conscious viewers willing to tolerate commercials for access to premium content.
And we can't forget the annual plans. Even with the price increases, the effective monthly savings are still substantial for those committed long-term. The premium annual plan at $230 is still a noticeable saving compared to paying $23 monthly.
This encourages loyalty and provides a more predictable revenue stream for the company. Ultimately, the decision to subscribe or upgrade hinges on individual value assessment. How much content are you actually consuming?
That personal calculation is becoming increasingly important as streaming costs rise across the board. These price shifts aren't happening in a vacuum. They reflect broader industry dynamics and a significant evolution in how streaming services operate and monetize.
We're witnessing a clear trend, a decisive move towards profitability. The era of rapid subscriber growth at any cost seems to be ending. Companies are now under pressure from investors to demonstrate sustainable business models.
This pressure manifests in price increases, ad-supported tiers, and bundling. Hybrid models, combining subscription and advertising, are becoming the norm. This diversification helps cushion against subscriber churn.
And the market is becoming incredibly saturated. We've gone from a few options to dozens, and many consumers are experiencing subscription fatigue. The monthly cost of managing multiple services adds up quickly.
This consumer behavior forces platforms to justify their price points and retain subscribers. It could lead to more consolidation, as companies merge to gain scale, or spur innovation to differentiate themselves.
We even saw hints that Warner Brothers Discovery itself might be put up for sale, which speaks to the immense market pressures and strategic re-evaluations happening. It's a sign of the times.
The impact on content creation is also fascinating. Will the drive for profitability lead to more risk-averse strategies, or could it spur innovation with truly original ideas that command premium pricing?
It's a complex interplay between financial realities and artistic ambition. What we're seeing with Max's price increase is a microcosm of a larger negotiation between platforms and audiences about value.
It's a constant recalibration. What are consumers willing to pay for, and what are platforms willing to offer and invest in? Understanding these trends, profitability, hybrid models, subscription fatigue, and the quest for content is key.
This helps us better navigate the ever-evolving world of home entertainment and make informed decisions about where we spend our streaming dollars. So, let's delve deeper into this idea of content justification.
When we talk about high-quality content, it's not just the prestige dramas. It's also the deep library of Warner Brothers films, Casablanca, The Wizard of Oz, the Harry Potter series, Christopher Nolan's entire filmography. That's a huge asset.
And let's not forget the DC Extended Universe films and series. Plus, with the integration of Discovery Plus, the content library is significantly broadened to include unscripted reality, true crime, and lifestyle programming. It's a strategic play for a wider audience.
Absolutely. By offering such a diverse array of content, Max aims to become a comprehensive entertainment hub, reducing the need for subscribers to use multiple services. If you're a fan of 90 Day Fiancé and House of the Dragon, having both on one platform simplifies choices.
This integration of Discovery Plus is a significant factor in its evolving value proposition. It's an attempt to capture a broader demographic and create a one-stop shop. This makes the $18.49 or $23 price point potentially more justifiable for diverse viewing interests.
Now, let's pivot to broader industry trends and alternative strategies beyond just price hikes. We've discussed the push for profitability and hybrid models. What else are companies doing?
Well, the introduction and refinement of ad-supported tiers is huge. It taps into a massive advertising market that was largely bypassed by the initial streaming wave. Advertising revenue can significantly offset subscription costs.
This is particularly appealing in markets where disposable income might be tighter. The key, though, is the quality of the ad experience. If they're too intrusive, they can alienate subscribers. But if well integrated, they can be a powerful revenue generator.
Another significant strategy is bundling. We've seen this with the Disney bundle. It's a smart way to increase customer stickiness and offer perceived value by encouraging adoption of multiple services within an ecosystem.
We might see more of this from Warner Bros. Discovery, perhaps exploring bundles with other media properties or even partnerships with telecommunications companies. Imagine a bundle with Max and your internet service.
Then there's the focus on exclusive content and tentpole releases. This is HBO Max's bread and butter, creating must-watch events that drive subscriptions and attract media attention. It's a high-stakes game.
The investment in these high-profile shows and films is enormous, but the return in terms of subscriber acquisition and retention can be equally significant. It's essential in such a crowded market.
We also need to consider the international market. As domestic markets saturate, growth opportunities increasingly lie overseas. Companies are investing heavily in local content and tailoring offerings to specific international markets.
And what about live content? While Max has focused on scripted, the integration of Discovery Plus brings some live elements, like events and news. Some platforms see significant growth in live sports or news.
While Max doesn't have a major sports offering like ESPN Plus, the Discovery Plus integration does bring some live elements. This is an area where some platforms are seeing significant growth, driving appointment viewing.
Let's not forget the gamification of streaming. While still nascent, some platforms experiment with interactive content and bonus features that go beyond traditional extras, aiming for a more immersive user experience.
And finally, there's the possibility of further consolidation. We've seen major mergers, and it's plausible we'll see more as companies seek scale and valuable IP. This could lead to fewer, larger players.
So, when we look at HBO Max's price increase, it's not just about a few extra dollars. It's a reflection of these immense market pressures and strategic reevaluations within the media giant. The streaming wars are evolving.
The initial subscriber land grab is giving way to a more mature phase where profitability, diversified revenue streams, and a clear value proposition are paramount. For us as consumers, this means we need to be more discerning than ever.
We need to constantly evaluate our subscriptions. Are we getting the content we want at a price we're comfortable with? Are we taking advantage of annual plans? Are we willing to tolerate ads? These are the questions we'll be asking ourselves more frequently.
The streaming landscape is certainly not static. It's a dynamic, ever-changing environment. And while these price increases might sting, they are part of a larger industry narrative shaping how we consume entertainment.
It's a story of adaptation, innovation, and a constant search for that sweet spot between what audiences want and what businesses need to survive and thrive. And we, as subscribers, are active participants in that negotiation.
So, what does this mean for the future? Will we see more price increases across the board? Probably. Will services continue to experiment with different tiers and models? Absolutely. The key for us is to stay informed and be strategic.
We have the power to decide where our entertainment dollars go. This has been a fascinating look at the HBO Max price adjustment, and I hope it's given you some food for thought as you navigate your own streaming subscriptions.
We'll be back next week with another deep dive into the world of entertainment. Until then, happy streaming!
Indeed. Thanks for tuning in to Boga Media, Tech Talk.